Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Well, that's a sensational title, isn't it? The mind-blowing truth about reality. Another thing related to that I will cover in this episode is how your current circumstances are old news. What do I mean by that? Well, you'll just have to stick around to find out. And by the way, I'm Bob Baker. Thanks so much for listening. This is Season 2, Episode 33 of the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I think you're really going to enjoy the featured segment today. But first, I just want to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. It's an online service that will connect you with a licensed therapist who specializes in whatever you're going through. You know, I'm a big fan of affirmations, and yes, you can do a lot of things on your own to lift your spirits and live a more positive life. But sometimes if you're going through a really tough time, you don't have to face that challenge alone. And so there's nothing wrong at all with reaching out for help, especially from a trained professional. So I have a special relationship with BetterHelp. So please go to this page, betterhelp.com/Bob Baker. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/Bob Baker. And if you do end up using the service, I will get a little bit of a commission. It doesn't change your rate at all whatsoever. The prices are already affordable, and it will help me to create more podcast episodes like this one. So check it out. So recently, my girlfriend Pookie Lee and I took a little trip and hung out in an Airbnb in Wisconsin for a week, had a wonderful time. And while we were there, we recorded some short segments that I've been posting on my YouTube channel. And this one has been getting a lot of positive feedback, so I thought I would share it with you right here on the podcast. So we're going to cue that up. Enjoy. Thanks a lot for listening. Talk to you again real soon. Well, hello. Bob here.
Hello, Pookie.
That's right, and we are actually recording this on the final couple of days of our little summer getaway in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's so beautiful here.
Yeah. Pookie found this awesome Airbnb near Fremont, Wisconsin. It's like very kind of remote. It's in a rural.
It's very rural, yeah.
A lot of cornfields and farms around here. So we're on a property. It's like 10 acres and a beautiful house. And one cool thing is that what we did this last night is because we're away from a lot of the city lights, We actually came out about midnight last night and brought some lawn chairs or whatever and just gazed at the stars because we had a view that we normally don't have.
Yes, it was so expansive. You could see the entire sky. It was like a blanket of stars that were above us. It was so incredibly beautiful.
And even though it wasn't pitch black, I'm sure there are areas where you can, yeah, the sky is even clearer, you can see, but we could see that little strip of the Milky Way, which you never see in St. Louis, because we're just too, you know, we're in the suburbs there, but it's this, the city lights are all around you and noises and all that. So it was really neat just to be able to see so many stars and see the Big Dipper and all these
things.
And we
saw some shooting stars, too.
I think three of them. But as I was sitting there, actually, Pookie asked me something that reminded me of something I've talked about over the years. She goes, now, aren't we seeing the light from these stars, like, from, they were emitted, like, years ago? And yes, so basically, when you look up at the night sky, no matter how many stars you see, you are seeing light that was emitted from those suns, from those stars, anywhere from a few or several light years or years ago to tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, probably even millions of years ago is when the light from those stars left them and traveled across the universe to hit your eyeballs. So basically, you're looking into the past.
Wow, isn't that a crazy thought?
Yeah, think about that. You're seeing...
The stars are...
It's a snapshot of the past and different eras of the past. Again, from several years to tens of thousands, so on, when that light left that star to hit your eyeballs. And so you're never seeing reality. As far as the night sky goes, you're never seeing the current snapshot. And so in the past, I have done this little philosophical thing where I talked about... it's a metaphor or an analogy, whatever you want, to call it, simile, whatever it is, to your life. And that when you look at your current circumstances in your life, you're actually looking into the past. So what do
I mean by that?
Because you're looking at, so in the same way that the light from those stars left them many years ago before they hit, you're seeing the results, so the byproduct of thoughts you've had, decisions you've made, actions you've taken, actions you've chosen not to take. So all those things add up to your current circumstances and where you are in life.
So the now is a definite reflection of the past.
That's right. You're really looking into the past.
Your now moment is all of your past thoughts, deeds, everything.
I mean, you're in the present moment, you're seeing the present, but you're looking at the results. Maybe it's a bit more accurate to say you're looking at the results of the past and your past decisions, you know. And so that is kind of eye-opening, you know.
Yeah.
And so when you look at the circumstances of your life, where you are now, are you happy with them? Are you dissatisfied with some? And quite often there's not a black and white answer for your entire life. There's some aspects where hopefully you are very happy. Is Kayoni... chomping at bugs or whatever.
It's
our dog, Cam.
Jumping around. He is trying to eat all of these bugs that are flying around.
There's not a lot of them, but there's enough to where when he sees them, he tries to snap at them.
Now he's in the present moment.
Yeah. Oh, dogs, animals, yeah, are totally
for
in the present moment. But so you can look around and you can look at categories of your lives, different roles that you play in your life, and you go, this is going really well. I'm really happy with this, but this not so much. And so just realize that this current situation is a result of the decisions you've made, the actions you've taken, the thoughts you've thunk in the past. So what does that mean? Let's extrapolate that and now go into the future. That means that what you're currently doing, speaking of the present moment, the decisions you make now, the thoughts you think now, today, this week, are setting the stage. They're planting the seeds. That light is being emanated now to a future you. Yeah, right?
Yes, I love it. I love this.
So when you reach, and just use different time frames, where are you going to be a month from now, 3 months from now, a year from now, you know, five, whatever the case is, this note that you are planting seeds right now. So if you are dissatisfied with some or many aspects of your life, the beauty of this whole philosophy here is that you are in control.
You're the creator.
You can actively participate in the making of your future by and it really comes down to, if you really, really want to make it simple, overly simplified, is thoughts and actions. One of my philosophies is my mission in life is to transform and uplift humanity one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. And so take that approach. You don't have to do monumental change to be able to impact your future in that way. He's snapping another one. It's one thought.
We beat him.
One action at a time. It's like Kayoni can only snap at one bug at a time. He can't do 10 of them at a time. So... what's right in front of him. Anyway,
This is really going off the rails, but it's in a good way.
No, but no, it's so awesome. So the power is in the now moment, mm-hmm. right? You're creating your destiny. You're creating your future moments, your future experience by the thoughts that you're having and the deeds that you're doing, and you know what it is that you're creating in this moment is going to manifest your future moment. So
that's right.
Think about that. Like the power is in the now. It's now this now moment, mm-hmm. right? What am I doing? What am I doing to seed? Like just like those stars, right? That light is emanating from those stars. That seed is being planted. That star emitted that light. God, yeah. Trillions of years ago. Who knows?
Think of yourself as a star that's emitting light, emitting a vibration out into the universe. That vibration is going to be reflected back to you again in your circumstances and your current situation. And so what? You can make choices to emanate more positive light.
Absolutely.
Shine your light.
Yeah, shine the light. Shine your light. Be who you really are. Like really just, you know, be who you are. And
through small incremental steps, choices that you make when the thoughts you think and the actions that you take, little by little, you might not see the difference on a day-to-day basis. It may seem like progress is slow, but over time, incrementally making those better choices will lead to astounding results. That's pretty much how I've accomplished everything in my life. It wasn't any big tumultuous thing or big lucky break. It was just consistently taking actions and being dedicated to the things I was passionate about.
Yeah, and look at your now.
Yeah, I've got 16 books out and a YouTube channel with nearly 250,000 subscribers.
Isn't that awesome?
And those are just material things. They're a reflection of the work that I've done to get there and the impact that I've, mm-hmm. you know.
And the chipping away for years, you know, in the 15 years that I've been with you. Yes.
You've watched that growth.
Testify to this. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So you can do it too. So that's our hope for you is just know that your current circumstances are a reflection of the past. It's not some sort of a lifelong sentence or whatever of who you are. And you can start making choices right now to emit a more positive, bright light
into the world. Because that's what the world needs right now.
So shine your light.
Shine it bright.
And watch your bright future
unfold before you.
Absolutely.
And then see all the magnificent things, too, that just kind of show up for you that you didn't plan, like the unexpected, right? Because that's a part of it, too, right? The mystery.
Absolutely. So, be open to those unexpected tangents or whatever. There's opportunities that come up that you least expect. So that's our little message for you here right now. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think of this. How can you apply this to your own life? Have you applied it to your own life? We would love to know.
So, awesome. All right. Well, have an amazing day. We love you.
That's right here from the lovely outdoors of Wisconsin. We wish you well.
We're trying to be in harmony with the insects.
That's right. In harmony with nature. Those insects were born years ago, or days ago, maybe in some cases.
Minutes ago for some.
Yeah.
And they are 20 minutes.
And they are definitely present in our lives right now. So have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Bye.
So long for now. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down. How to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.